This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next guest.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
He's part of our Sunday Arts family. Who is it?
Hi, Rowan Shern.
Hi, Carla. Hi, David. How are we on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
I know. The weather's gorgeous. Cold, but gorgeous. Now...
Yes. Look, I'm sitting here watching the sun stream in through my little office here, so it's a wonderful afternoon.
Good to hear that you're at work, so you can give us all the hot tips.
Yeah, never stops for me, actually.
His office is in his home, so so it's all part of the family. So what is going on? Because things have started to open up, but then they've closed down again. You know, the Arts Centre, for instance, Ali McGregor was going to start with her wonderful nights there, but unfortunately it's all closed again.
Yeah, look, it was a funny week, actually, because, you know, we're all starting to come out of hibernation and everything seemed to be going on track until this nasty little bug called COVID-19 decided to go into double digits. So the government sort of, look, they're doing mass testing, of course. So, of course, they're going to find more transmissions within the community. But it's also meant that, you know, the easing of some restrictions has been put on hold, so to speak. So, yes, look, unfortunately, Ali McGregor got postponed. The MC Showroom, which was supposed to open this weekend as well with Drew's Drive-In, that got postponed. But, look, we'll just have to wait and see when we can get back into, you know, physical venues. There's still a lot of stuff happening online, and I'm really excited tonight because, you know, one of our favourite divas, Bernadette Robinson, is actually doing a live stream from Mimo Music Hall tonight. And it's also her album launch of Songs for Bernadette. So if anyone's seen Bernadette perform before, she does very good impersonations.
She does, yes. Well, Carla spoke to her.
Well, yeah, we interviewed her last week.
So, look, I think, and look, she's introducing some new guests tonight. So, I think it's going to be quite an exciting concert. And look, they only go for roughly an hour. So, you know, it's not a huge amount of time to actually put aside. But, you know, you'll be certainly entertained.
Oh, she's one of the greats in Australia now because internationally she's known so well as well.
You know, last year her performance of Songs for Nobodies, which was originally done for the Melbourne Theatre Company, scored an Olivia Award after its West End run. Look, she's sort of getting up, you know, she's up there with the greats. And it's still, look, I saw Songs for Nobodies just prior to us going into lockdown and had seen it many, many years ago, and it still has the same impact.
And it's written by, do you remember who it was written by?
Joanna Murray-Smith.
Great Australian writer.
Another great Australian writer. So, look, if people are looking for something to do this evening, digital doors open at 7 o'clock and the performance starts around 7:30.
And so, that's at Mimo, isn't it?
Live streamed from Mimo Music Hall. Yeah. And so you'll be able to get your tickets and, look, and enjoy an hour of someone who's really at the top of their game.
And I believe they're actually going to have, the 20 people in the... in the theatre, so there is actually going to be a live element.
A small audience,
So that that'll be nice, I think.
It is. So look, it should give some sort of atmosphere. And look, you know, and I think we're all going to be looking forward to, because this is going to be Bernadette Robinson's fourth album. So so it'll be something for everyone's music collection.
Brilliant. Okay, anything else? Is there anything else on? Hello out there, hello.
There's a lot of stuff is actually online. So Playwriting Australia have got their Dear Australia program, which kicks off this week on Thursday night, where they invited 50 playwrights to write a monologue that responds to where our nation is at the moment. So, and a couple of Melbourne companies are participating in that, Red Stitch, La Mama, Theatre Works, and they've joined nearly 20 other theatre companies from across the across Australia, supplying actors, and most of them are live streamed. So the interesting part is that you won't get to see them all at once because it's being streamed on multiple channels at various times, so you can go back later and see these monologues. So it'll be very, very interesting. You know, there'll be monologues about First Nations, about multiculturalism from the LGBTI community. So look, there's going to be a whole diverse range of dialogue. So that's going to be held over 3 nights, and look, I think that's something that's going to be something special that people probably actually tune into as well.
Okay.
As we said before, mentioned earlier, you know, some of the galleries are starting to reopen.
Yeah, NGV.
The National Gallery of Victoria opened yesterday.
Yep.
Albeit, you know, there's social distancing in place. So, and look, I'm really excited that there's some of the exhibitions that were launched just prior to going to lockdown have been extended. Like, one of the highlights for me this year has been the Japanese Modernism exhibition. It's just a spectacular exhibition that dates back right from the Art Deco period through to now, and it really gives a focus on sort of arts and culture in Japan from just a very small perspective. But, you know, there's other exhibitions happening. I think Top Marks is actually also on, or Marking Time, which is on until August. Top Arts, which I believe is the high school, senior high school students. And, of course, one interesting exhibition that's still on is Collecting Com, which is a Kachua exhibition, which, a very interesting collection there. So this week, Heidi reopens.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.